I'm slightly worried that having been talking about a thing called a keynote. I'm not sure I've ever been invited to make a keynote anything, but anyway, this is not going to be it, you would be here. I am just here to welcome you on behalf of my boss. My notes say that this is, it's day 8 of 9, but for me, it's day, I'm looking down to do the counting right, it's day 9 of 14. It's a fortnight in my life which I shall probably remember for some while, because not only is this great event going on, but a lot of other connected and interconnected events have been going on as well. And to just make me feel, you know, particularly relaxed about all this, on day 2, Mr. Murdoch's Times newspaper started a strangely timed campaign to tell the world that the organisations which I run were in financial turmoil. I'm quite pleased with myself that I carried on smiling. It was such nonsense. So please don't believe everything you read in the newspapers, particularly from that direction. Anyway, this idea came about, I'll try and describe what the idea is, it came about in a handwritten, I was about to say scribbled, but and who was Richard from M&S, who was on this podium yesterday, is on the front page of the, well, it doesn't seem to be the front page of the Telegraph today, in a way which he probably would regret. So I'm going to be rather careful with my words, just in case I was to say that the Prince sent me a scribbled memo 4 years ago, and I contrived to do nothing about it for 2 years, which I suppose I might regard as a success. But then I put a certain amount of energy into seeing whether I could make his thoughts into a sort of put them in a practical form. And this is why we're doing this. And the note basically said, I should bring it here and quote it, but it seems to me that telling people to stop doing things isn't having much of a positive effect. And that talking about in terms of catastrophe and doom and gloom and we're finished is maybe not the best way. And, you know, great numbers of millions of pounds have been spent by government information campaigns and other things to get this message across. It don't seem to be the best way to get people to change their behaviour. And people changing their behaviour must be what we're about. So we then kind of devised a strategy based on that, maybe the word simple thought, but it really is quite a simple thought, what it might look like. And really, what it's all about is opportunity created by the situation we are in. And whether you're a climate denier or whether you are a full-on, we're heading for 4 degrees-er, we are in a pickle from which, amongst all others, the business community seems to me, seems to him, to have the capacity to relieve us. Now, I was just thinking, Stephen, I've followed Stephen. How many? I've followed Stephen on all these days, apart from one when my boss followed Stephen. Well, it's quite a predicament to be in following Stephen. But the I was just thinking, you were saying there that sustainability has got to be good for business, and you also said that actually people who don't seize this might not be here in 5 or 10 years' time. In a sense, I hate to say it to you in like this, but that should be pretty obvious to business people or anybody else. The idea that the alternative, which is short-termism, is, you know, the way to go, doesn't sound like a very solid business case to me. And yet, whole swathes of enterprise really do go in for short-termism in a big way. One of the things which we're trying to address more out there than in here, but which seizes the public imagination, is fashion. 2 months ago, I had the famous lady Anna Wintour. You probably don't know who Anna Wintour is, but she's the Devil Wears Prada as in the film, and she's been kind enough to run a 2-page spread for us in US Vogue, probably the least ecologically sound magazine I have seen in my life. On the front page, it says, please buy one. I think you probably have to go to the US to buy it, but it says, 782 pages of gloss. It's very generous, we've got good publicity in it, but strangely, she's put the prints on page 666. I don't know the message is. Anyway, 3 days ago, there was a page in the Mail. It sounds as if I'm obsessed by the newspaper, I think possibly I am, but a page in the Mail saying, the prince is right. Short-termism in fashion may not, maybe what we've done, and it might not be the right way to run our business. And Dame Vivian Westwood, I thought, who's also involved in all this, I thought put it most cogently. Buy a garment, I think she didn't use the word garment, but you know, here we are. Buy a garment because you love it, not because it's cheap. And whole chunks of the fashion industry are built on things which are entirely disposable, and don't worry, in 6 weeks' time there'll be something else. It doesn't seem like a sustainable model to me. And it's one way, the sort of fashion industry grasping this, of communicating this to a much wider public. So, back to my memo, stopping doesn't seem to be working. We decided to do 5 things, crudely. And this was as of 17 months ago. Develop a brand, develop a web presence, do something across the UK, not just a London-based thing, before maybe we exported this. Principally do something focused at, well, what we call consumers, but the bishop came in here and told us that consumers was an ugly way to describe people, so let us describe the people as the public, and make this business-led. And 2 minutes, this is what we've done. We've got the smartest kind of branding people, led by a person who was then the brand director at Eurostar, who delivered that wonderful tread lightly phrase, and is now the marketing director at the Olympics. And he thought and he researched and he listened to people, and he came up with a 5-letter word called START, which I think is a rather expensive way of producing a common word, but I have to say, it seems to have, I don't know, maybe I can't say, seized the imagination, but people like Steve Sharp from M&S, who's the marketing director of M&S, see that, and he thinks it's brilliant. I mean, he thought Plan A was brilliant. Plan A is brilliant. It's simple, and it explains what we're about. Secondly, web presence, you may not have visited it, please do, Start UK. We bought a website which the BBC had, oh, I've got some feedback here. We bought a website which the BBC had spent almost £2 million on, and no one had ever seen it, called BBC Green, which we have adapted to our use. UK-wide, well, in this fortnight, the Prince has been to general applause and some derision because he's used a train, toured the country, showing examples, trying to draw attention to examples of great practice. And there is an enormous amount of great practice, be it businesses which are doing all the right things, or people and communities which are doing all the right things, even to almost excess. Todd Morden in Yorkshire, where people are growing vegetables on the street and are going to be self-sufficient in food. Sounds amazing. And then we've tried to do something with the public, and small beginnings, but the Prince has opened his own garden next door, the government has opened their garden here, the Commonwealth have opened their garden in Norwood House, and we have created a festival along the Mall lasting for 12 days. We'll have tens of thousands of people there. I think as a first try, it gets a fair amount of applause, and if you have any chance to go out and see on it after you've finished your champagne this afternoon, please do so. There are houses made of mud, there is the largest shower head you've ever seen with a message from Vision Q, there are beautiful gardens, there are tons of things, and lots and lots and lots of people talking about it, which is probably the best thing. Today, it seems to be the sort of business community in part, in a popular form, Deborah Meaden, who's from Dragon's Den, So Stelios and Ben Elton. Well, you know, go and see it and see how you enjoy it. And then business-led. about that. We have no regret at all. The business community has funded this great effort, thought about this great effort, and in this case, got all of you, I don't know how many people, in excess of 1,000 of you this week, thinking about what this means for you, led by IBM, who have been entirely brilliant. That's it. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day. Don't forget, and if you have a chance to go in the garden, please do. And I'm to introduce Chris Roberts, who possibly is a keynote.